Yes, indeed. Back here at the Manning Passing Academy, Nicholls State University in Thibodaux. Now happy to be welcomed in by joining us, Jonathan J.T. Terrell, Athletic Director at Nicholls State. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome,
appreciate the
man.
Time.
Thank y'all for having me. Always good to be here with you, too.
J.T., great to have you here with us and to see this camp here and how it's grown, not only Manning, but Louisiana Line Camp, Dr. Elias's camp. It's just amazing for this area to see the growth and the impact it's had economically and also the residual part for Nicholls State University.
Yeah, it's, I was just telling somebody this morning how important it is for us to, can you believe in Thibodaux, Louisiana, we have the three major football camps in the country.
It is the hotbed of summer.
Of summer, the O-line, D-line camp and the pro football camp and here the 29th year of the Manning camp and 21 of them being here at Nicholls State University.
Just amazing. We're looking at the new athletic complex and that's a new part of things here and just how nice that facility is. And I know when you got recruits here, that's one of the first places y'all bring them to go see that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening. I mean, we're about to build the Henry LaFont Senior baseball field house.
Man, Hank finally cut y'all that check.
And in honor and memory of his father, his late father, yeah. And we're about to break ground on a softball complex and a soccer complex. And so there's a lot of really good things happening, and we have a lot of great leadership in those sports. When you think about all 17 that we have good leaders.
One of the things, Jonathan, when you athletic director at a smaller school here at Nicholls, you're going to have coaching change. And you've been through it baseball, basketball, football-wise. To see what's happened basketball, to me, that is mind-blowing. To see, because I didn't think you could hire a better coach than what you had. Austin Clunch comes here, and he wins big. And then Book comes here, and he's back-to-back 20-win seasons for the Colonels in basketball.
It's special. It's special to find people that understand what this place is. You have to have it in your heart. You know, Nicholls is a place that you have to want to be at, right? You're not going to pass it on the interstate. You have to want to be here, and that's the people that we find, those who have a passion for the place. And we, you know, like Boog, we accept the fact that you're going to come here in 2 years, make yourself better, and have another opportunity. I don't get mad at that. I want everyone of them to leave and go to a better place, but they leave it better than they find it.
Exactly, because here's my deal. If you take a program and you leave it better off than how you got it, you have done your job as athletic director and as a head coach.
There's no doubt. When you do that, then when you leave, the job is appealing to somebody else who want to do the same thing. So it's part of the mechanism that we put together to believe in the, no matter how young, all that stuff, you got to be the right person. You got to want to be here and have a passion for the place.
I think about Coach Sadler. He came on right before the tournament started and everything, and boy, he's pumping up Derek Queen because, hey, I helped recruit him to Maryland. I helped recruit him to – man, he was quick to let me know that. Now Derek Queen ends up – he's with the Pelicans today.
Yeah, right. What do you know?
What do you know?
How about that? So that's a great situation. Fundraising is a big part of what you do athletically. I think every athletic director, you go through that particular deal where – you know, hey, listen, money's tight in some places and, you know, down here just because of the economic kind of hit we've taken, not only from a job standpoint, but also from the hurricane standpoint. It becomes a tough job to pass the collection, to be honest.
Yeah, I know what we signed up for. And I think when I talk to people about coming here, that's the thing that we sign up for, that it's – we're not the LSUs of the world, but we have something that's very, very special, and it's the people that are around here. And we want to give our student-athletes the greatest experience that they could ever have. And if they have it here and in 2 years they leave and go make $350,000 to go play for a Tulane or somebody else, then so be it. We'll find somebody else to want to be able to do that, right? But this place is special. We have a great community, and to go out and ask for money, and it's not just asking. It's for them to invest in the community, yeah, of these young of these young student athletes. And you know, we're not sitting here paying people millions of dollars and NIL and all this stuff. Their money is going to the stuff that is really needed. I'm talking about, you know, whether it's jock straps and socks, right? We're talking about real things that they need, and to be able to feed them properly, to be able to give them the energy that they need, to be able to go out and perform and leave this community proud to be a Colonel.
Yeah, but I think that's such a big part of here. And if you're not from here, I think you grow into it real quickly, because you've recruited guys from all over, and man, they are get to that community real quick. I got to talk to Colin Guggenheim, who is now your new running backs coach, this morning, and he was like, how about that, Mike? I was running on this field, you know, and now I get to coach here at Nicholas.
It is, it's awesome to watch him. I mean, listen,
and he's a personality, and
boy,
too. Oh, my God.
You better watch it. He'd be after our jobs after a little while.
Yeah,
huh?
Pretty
but he
soon.
Is. I love him, and this, that's the stuff I talk about. I mean, even with Tavon, right? Coach Sadler was a coach here, a player here, a coach here, and then comes back as the head coach. You know, Colin literally just get off the field of running a big play at LSU, and then a couple months later, he's named the running backs coach. And that's the kind of young people that we have here. And I'm telling you, if people come and meet our student athletes, they will be amazed by the people that we have in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
You feel it here, for sure.
Yep, for sure.
Week zero, national game, you guys play Incarnate Word. I remember standing on the sidelines, and this gentleman comes up to me, and he was like, my nephew plays for Incarnate Word. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, he's the quarterback there. I said, what's his name? He said, Cam Ward. I'm like, okay. He said, he was a zero recruit. Well, that zero recruit goes from Incarnate Word to Washington State, Miami of Florida, ends up being the first overall pick in the draft. How about that? But I met him. He's like, come on. He said, I want to introduce you to this guy. I listen to him all the time on the radio. And, he was so polite and everything about it. And yeah, he was very confident in his skills, too.
Yeah, he was. And we talk about it all the time. We go to Southland Conference to the NFL. Right, so he had to start somewhere, and it was in the Southland Conference. And I think the Colonels got him a couple times.
Got him a couple times. I told Rebo, just hope he leaves.
Right.
You don't want to face him any more than that.
Right.
Because man, he was something special with that football.
He was.
In his hands. You haven't come here as a player, and you came to school here. It's special for you to come back to be the athletic director.
Yeah, people talk about it all the time, and they say, hey, man, what made you leave medical device sales? I didn't apply for any AD job. I applied for this one. It was the only one in my life that I ever wanted, right? I always said if I ever had the opportunity that if it would be my dream job to be the athletic director, to be able to impact the people, this place is – made such an impact on my life, and I'm talking about the community, the region, and this university for me and my family, that I wanted an opportunity to give back. And whether it was to, I always call it not a job. I don't go to work. That's not even fair to say, right? I get to come and impact people, and it's a calling. And whenever you can see it that way, man, people probably wonder that we have some of the toughest times at Nicholls State University financially and all the things that people want to bring up that might be negative. But I get to do it, and I get to make that impact, and I come to work smiling every day with a positive attitude to be able to impact these young people and these coaches.
Final question for you. The impact of what the Mannings have done for Nicholls State.
Oh, man. That family within itself, I get chills. I just got the freeze on every time I talk about it.
Man, you sound like A-Bear with their freeze on.
I've been down the bottom. I'm born and raised in Slidell.
He was born and raised on the North Shore, but that don't really matter.
I've been down the bayou so long,
yeah.
Right? I got the freeze on. But I tell you, the family itself, I mean, they are just so approachable. You know, to have a text message come from Archie, to be able to see Eli Payton and Cooper and be able to talk to them about what this place means to them. And I keep explaining to them what they mean to this place. You know, I think about the covered practice facility. They worked with Shaw Turf and the Mannings to for us to have a feel, right? I think we were about $1 million short when that happened, and they were able to help us by connecting us to the right people to get that done. And so I can't say it enough. Look around. I mean, whether it's Canada, Illinois, wherever people are coming from all over the world to be a part of something in Thibodaux, Louisiana, and it affects the entire community, the whole region, three parish area. So it's not just Thibodaux. The economic impact is all around.
It's close to $4 million.
Yes, it is.
With Manning, Louisiana Line Camp, and also Dr. David Elias's Pro Football Combine bring to this area. Listen, you're talking about like $3.8 million. That's a lot of cash for this area in a dead part of a year.
That's right. And you're talking about approximately 9 days.
Nine days.
And you're talking about around $4 million and the impact. And where else could these young people be able to see our university? I was talking today, and I was just showing them that I was on the NFL Network. I wasn't really on it, but Rhett Lewis, my cousin, Rhett was on NFL Network. He was working in my office and gave me a shout-out with the end and the sword behind him. Nice. Where else does that happen, right? Where else do you talk to John Gruden and he's shooting a video, opening a box, and buying 50 tickets to the game, to week zero game, and saying, bring 49 friends, I'm going to be there. Right, that can't happen if Manning Passing Academy doesn't happen in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
So it's beautiful. Connect the dots.
It's connect the dots. And so we've been very, very blessed and very, very fortunate. And to God be the glory for that, for sure.
JT, thanks so much for being on with us, my man. Always my pleasure.
Always my pleasure, Mike. Thank y'all so much, buddy.
Jonathan Terrell, athletic director here at Nicholls State University.